trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast, brought to you by Venue Media.
Christmas carols.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. You didn't hear them?
I was.
Oh, ye faithful.
That did not sound like anything.
Christmassy.
Man, I just plowed through some kid in the bathroom.
You plowed through him?
Whoa.
What does plow through
Pause.
Mean in this? I know. I got you on tape, pal.
I went down to the bathroom and I swung open the door.
And
the door swung open and smacked him. And I was like, oh. And I was like, sorry about that. And I looked down and I was like,
while he was peeing?
Oh, it's a little kid.
Wait, Jesus, dude.
Well, the door swings in.
The door hit him in the back of the head or something?
No, the door swings in, so he was on his way
pee
out.
All over the wall.
He was on his way walking out of the bathroom as I was walking in, so I just pushed the door open. I was yawning. I was like, oh.
You're mean, man.
And I shoved the door open, and it smacked some kid in the face. It was like,
teach him not to fiddle really with this thing in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So you ready to rock?
He was like, it's okay. And then he just took off running.
Yeah.
Heard his little pitter-patter. Huh? How about you just have your own?
I mean, I'll just...
The Hub Show, they get fucked up.
I need the whole thing.
Yeah,
well. I didn't know you could get six packs of fucking
yes.
Fireball.
Yeah.
All right.
Trash cubes.
Here we go.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
All right, Jay Heiss, The Hub Show. Chris Canfield.
Mm-hmm.
Charmin Grisettica.
That is a warm fireball.
And DJ Busy. The four of us.
Indeed.
Quattro.
Yeah. Cinco seis.
Mm.
There we are.
Yeah. We just got done having a long talk.
Yeah, long talk. Lots of changes in the works.
Lots of changes.
For the good, for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. If everything goes the way we talked about.
Jettisoning
2020
to the future.
looks bright.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, Christ, yeah. Chris, you're talking about making a beer.
Right?
Talking about brewing your own.
Our own beer.
Give it the name. Go on, say it.
The Hubbub.
Oh, good Lord.
It's got to be the Hubbub, right?
Yeah, you like that.
I think it's the only
appropriate
name.
Is it grown on you? Yeah, you good with that one? What do you think, Mark?
I'm just walking
busy.
Walking the path with you guys.
Yeah.
Hubbub, fine.
You're a disciple.
It is what it is.
He's just waiting on one of us to drop a turntable in front
disciple.
Of him.
Disciple.
You looking for a pair of turntables, dude? You don't have them anymore, or what's the deal?
No, I have turntables.
I thought you did.
So I have
think you did.
The black and gold limited edition at the crib.
Awesome.
Those are like the home studio.
I got you.
Joints.
Those aren't going outside the house.
I don't take them out.
Yeah.
And then I have another pair of silver 1200s.
I have a pair of silver
1200s. That are like the travels.
Yeah.
The travel joints.
Do you ever do like Sidekick does with his little Podomatic things where you like you record a set in your house and then just kind of throw it up on the internet?
Sure, yeah. Oh, like on Mixcloud. I have mixes up on Mixcloud.
Do you?
So it's like SoundCloud, but SoundCloud started to take down DJ's mixes.
Right.
So Mixcloud, I don't know how they got the licensing to be able to do it, but they allow DJs to post their mixes, so that's what I use.
Well, let's put this out there. I'm trying to make things better here in the Hub Show. I did dabble and contact ASCAP out of Nashville, ASCAP, about what is the deal with playing music and whatnot, pre-recorded music, copyrighted music, all that on podcasts. And it's a really interesting conversation because I see what you're going up against putting your mixes on SoundCloud. It comes down to that.
Right.
But what ASCAP told me verbatim, because I asked them twice, and they want to sell me a license so we can play music on the Hub Show, right? If as long as it's in the ASCAP catalog, which most of it is. They said they're getting this pushback about podcasts. They get a lot of calls about podcasts, and the answer is as long as you're being distributed, which we are, through SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, even. They already have the ASCAP license that allows you to play this music. So they don't understand what the pushback is from these entities.
Yeah.
And you playing pre-recorded music. But
right.
It's a big, like, Wild West right now, and no one seems to have the right answer. So
people
getting demonetized on YouTube. Spotify will take you down. You play 1 second of some copyrighted music. All these threats. I go through
and
it
doesn't make
warnings.
Any sense because they can put the music up on their own site,
but
if somebody else
though.
Puts it up on their
if
site.
Your podcast is distributed through these things, these entities, and you're technically your
they
covered.
Already have the umbrella license.
They have it.
Essentially.
But
which it
crazy.
Makes sense that they would. Why
right?
Else? Yeah.
How else are you going to download
There's
Jay-Z
no.
or whatever on whatever platform.
Jay-Z is not on.
He has his own.
Platforms.
Sorry, yeah. Let me take that back. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
So that's crazy because like but if guess, you go to,
I guess
YouTube
Jay-Z
and look
gets
up Jay-Z,
played per sound, right, or per play.
He's no, not he has on
his,
iTunes.
I take that back. I said the wrong name. He has his own platform.
Right.
Jay-Z.
Yeah. Title. But I just think that's bizarre to me.
Having your own platform?
Well, no, not being on all the other platforms.
You would think it would be heard,
dumb.
Right?
But I mean, I assume I don't know if. He is one of them because I went to search for him one day and I was like, oh, he's one of those people.
Yeah,
Metallica.
Metallica
is, they're known for that since Napster.
Yeah, they've been fighting that tooth and nail.
Their whole
man.
Thing.
Dr. Dre was like that for a long time.
Well, because they want to, you know, monetize everything, which makes sense. They still want to make money, but because nobody's into like hard copies of things. But I mean, vinyl is actually sold more CDs, but that makes more sense.
Who's even buying CDs, man? I mean,
you only buy them when you're at a show, really, even if that, but. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is what I'm saying, except for like subscriptions.
I don't even think I own a CD player anymore.
Subscriptions pay for
it. It's one in my car.
I mean, if I'm paying $15 a month for Spotify, I'm one of 30 million people paying that $15 a month. It's like HBO, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I pay for the YouTube premium, I pay for Spotify.
Right. Shouldn't that work just like a radio royalty in my mind?
And I pay to put Hub Show on SoundCloud.
And maybe that's
where
where the problem is. Mm-hmm. Maybe the artists are getting paid royalties per play, and that's being recorded. But if we put them back on, and it gets filtered through us, then they're not getting that.
Maybe that's what it is. But I was told it's a very gray area, wild, wild west thing right now with podcasts, and it hasn't been cleared up. ASCAP is trying to get with the CEOs of all these companies, YouTube and whatnot, to figure it all out. You know, so it is what it is. That's the world we live in: podcasts and TV shows and radio and all that stuff.
Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. And we got a festival to plan.
We got some daycare going on in the background.
Right? Oh. What is going
no,
on
so
in
that's
the hallway?
Daycare.
That's
that
the
is,
church next
that
door.
That is an exorcism.
Oh,
that's what that is.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
That's that kid. That's that kid screaming after I smacked him in the face. Yeah.
Charmin called
it's there
it.
Nonetheless.
He's
that's
like,
right.
Mommy, you're not going to believe it. There was this guy. He was wearing a Hub Show shirt and a beanie. He smacked me.
That'd be
a hell
of a
in
promo,
the face.
Right?
He spelled a fireball.
Fireball
he
and
smelled like cinnamon.
Her head's spinning around. She got a Hub Show beanie on. Yeah. promote.
Speaking of which, wait, Jay, didn't you just make more Hub Show beanies?
Yes, I
where
do.
Can people buy our merchandise? That's what I want you
call
to
Charming
tell
at 1-800.
How's this website coming along?
It's coming along. I just got it started.
Yeah.
I moved over to WordPress and I'm putting the pieces together.
Yeah. Nice. TheHubShow.com. So you're going to figure it out because, like, you know, we got the tees, we got the headgear, and, you know, we've had a lot of people ask us for them. So I think we should figure that out.
And I have, Chris, the. Deep Plunge women's t-shirts coming in this week.
Yes, those are great.
Those are coming in this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because your girlfriend's in the movie, too.
Yeah.
She's in the same movie we're in, right? They're shooting the scene
it's
at your house.
It's so weird how we all ended up
we're
in the
same
movie.
Movie, man.
It's
so, and
you'll so be in it, too. Busy, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just show up
so
at Chris's house next week.
He could be the other bar patron.
You could be in this movie, too.
Yeah.
The lone nut here, dude. You haven't been in this movie yet.
I know. What's going on?
Me and Chris get to shoot clowns. Charmer's a ghost.
Our friend Mark Byrne is
independent
making a movie
filmmaker.
Called... he's made a decent amount of films
thus
far.
10 films,
he's been in some festivals and, you know, he's a wonderful person.
Nice guy.
Very creative mind. Always tries out different genres. But anyways, this one is a little bit different. It's, you know, horror/paranormal...
Killer
and
clowns,
none of us really, you know, he's smart enough to not give us all the script. We only had the pieces of the script that we were in.
So it's all a surprise
and so
to us.
So none of us know what the hell is going on, which is very cool, but we're all just like, screw it,
me.
We trust you.
Like how is any of this going
to
come together?
I've heard of various...
Did everyone survive? Or did any of you die in the
I'm
film?
Actually a ghost.
She's already gone.
So you're already dead.
Yeah.
And we killed the...
We killed a killer clown.
We killed a clown.
We're cops. Yeah,
they're cops.
Okay.
Or Sharma said we'll cover cops.
Yeah. We don't know. Killer clowns, ghosts. Yeah. Like, because my scene felt very, like, surreal and real and, like, didn't feel in the vein of what you guys... What I saw
right?
from
it's a mishmash,
the day that
right?
you guys filmed.
But it's all going to make sense,
filmed,
I'm sure, in the
very,
end.
Not.
I spoke to Mark Byrne 2 weeks ago at Second and Charles. I saw him over there at Charlie Con, and we were talking about it. And we're definitely the Hub Show is going to be involved with promoting him and going to the premiere wherever he's trying to hold it at an old theater in Waynesboro. I think he's talking about. And this will be a good time. If we're all in the movie, and we're all sitting there watching ourselves on this big-ass screen,
yeah,
dude.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. What's And what was this other thing I saw you in with a robot? You built a robot
costume? Yeah, what's going on there?
Richie, because he's been trying to do this anthology for a while and trying to get, like, he wanted to do it as, like, a showcase for local directors to have their, you know, short
films,
story,
yeah,
you know, all together. Like, hey, guys, like, let's do something. And he just did the prompt as a fever dream.
Right.
And there's a lot of, like, you know, his is fully symbolic, but it's, you know, it's a fever dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he needed a robot, and he asked me to build the robot suit. And then the person that was going to be the robot had to end up working, and so then I ended up having to be the character, which was still fun anyways.
Did you do it, like, Lost in Space style with the dryer hoses and
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Cardboard
yeah,
box?
I saw your picture. That's pretty wild.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it took me a while to make that thing, but it was fun.
So where is it now?
Had a good time. It's still
being
Richie's
used?
House. Yep, it's still.
Do we get to, like, put that on the Hub Show set as a prop at some
we could
point?
Do that.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. I will come on.
Give the robot a name.
It takes a while to get into the suit. It's a whole.
We'll
thing.
Put Chris in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while to get into it.
I don't know. Be all right.
How she's, do you get? How do you get into a robot?
Well, I made the parts each separately so that, like, you could do it as easily as you could, but there's still, like, you have to make adjustments.
Right.
For the different people that, because I kept trying to get measurements from this person, they wouldn't give them to me, so I was like, fine, like, I'm just going to make it
for you.
As generic as, no, as
you
generic as I possibly, yeah, that,
okay.
I was in it, but, like, I didn't have, like, all the answers. I just had to kind of wing it the day of filming because I didn't know what was going on.
Gotcha.
So, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay.
So I've seen some of the footage from that. He's already started editing that, and it actually looks really, really cool. I'm excited to see that. And then I'm excited to see whatever anybody else brings to the table, whatever, however it comes together. It should be interesting.
Yeah.
Big thanks.
A bunch of stars.
Right?
Busy, you want our autograph?
Creative person.
Hey, if, we're charming over there.
If nobody hires us, we're just making our own job.
That's exactly
that's
pretty much
what it feels like at this point,
we're
isn't
just,
it, Chris?
We're just forcing our way into that. We're forcing
our own TV
show.
You don't like me, I'm going to make you like me.
I'm going to entertain the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like Andy Kaufman.
Laugh, goddammit.
Just...
Did you ever see the documentary Zeitgeist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we are.
Yep.
We're forcing our way into the zeitgeist.
We're forcing it.
That's totally what's happening.
Hey, we have a PR person now,
I like
a marketing person.
We're recruiting more people to
help the help guide this thing along.
Yes.
Infiltrate
the community.
Steer
the ship.
Whatever this is.
Yeah. The Hub Show, folks. For those just now joining us.
Yeah. Download it.
Sounds like a church show at this point.
I wonder, is that picking up on the mics?
If you can hear in the headphones, they can hear on the show.
They're Christmas caroling next door to the studio.
So I don't think that's what it is. It sounds
you associate church with Christmas, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
If they're singing like that, it's got to be Christmas carols.
Well, it's either
this
that
is
or
November.
It's either that or old slave hymns.
So when we do our first live event, you're not going to kick into those, are you?
No.
Okay,
no,
thank you.
No. Yeah. I had this thought the other day, though.
Oh, good thought.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So if I was to be a male model, I think the worst part about being a male model, or the worst job you could possibly have, was to be the male model in a medical journal.
Really?
And it's not only because of the, you know, the herpy factor or whatever, because they have to, like, because people will think you're sick all the time, right? Even the guy who, even the guy who's the centerfold and the perfect model of health, right? When he goes into the doctor and he says that he has, like, I've had chronic stomach pains and stuff like that, the doctor's going to flip open the journal and he's going to look and he'll go, "Nah, you're perfect. You're fine. Let's get out of here." He's not
you think a male model and the first thing to go to is the medical journals?
I'm not even quite 100%
where you're going
sure
with all this.
That I know what you mean.
What are you talking about?
Like, well, I'm just trying to find a way to be professionally good looking.
Through a medical journal.
Maybe I can make my looks.
You
want to
be the face of herpes?
Maybe this is another scenario where, like, you know, like us, like, if we don't have jobs, we make our own jobs. So you need to just start modeling.
That's what the Hub Show's about.
Whatever the hell you feel like.
Right? Yeah.
I could model
for a medical journal.
Well, we do have in this new studio
a green screen
over here,
Dream
Chris.
Big.
You can model whatever you want, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, Charmin can put you in the robot suit or half of it. You know what I mean?
We need some makeup artists.
Okay.
I could do that.
There you go.
Give me, like, acne and stuff like that.
You can get the makeup artist. Okay. You can do the makeup.
The before and after.
The before
and
after
pictures. I feel confident I can do the makeup.
The makeup? All right.
I think so.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Charm is back. Fireball whiskey and all.
Yep.
Rock and roll.
Courtesy of...
You know.
Courtesy of you know,
Mr. Herpes Mountain over here.
You know, if we get into the beer business and we start making beer,
wow,
then we should actually make something to cure the hangover too, so we have the poison and the cure.
I figured this out recently. That's how you actually rule the world. You know what works really well? Apple juice.
Apple juice. Just apple juice.
Apple juice.
So I don't know. About own that.
Ice
of apple
cold
juice.
Apple juice.
No, a greasy hamburger is known to be
trans fat.
Man, I'm telling you, because most of the time when you're hungover, it's like the sugars, like that you're in withdrawal of, and all that good stuff, and the alcohol obviously depleting your body of nutrients and everything else. But apple juice has, you know, it's a liquid. Obviously, you're rehydrating. There's a lot of
a lot of shit going on.
Good stuff in there for you.
We don't disagree much, but.
Yeah, you guys are like, I fucking doubt it. I'm going away. To the greasy spoon down.
I'm going to walk away from this.
Fuck you, juice.
From this suggestion.
Yeah, my hangover cures usually only last about, it takes about a half hour to get it all done, but it does wipe it out pretty fast. I'll like get up, I'll chug like 3 glasses of cold water, I'll rub one out, then I sit down in the shower and just let the water run over me.
This is the routine.
Yeah, and then I get out and I'll drink a glass of cranberry juice, and then I'll... And then I'm fine. I'm good
so
to go.
Juice is in there, though, for you. Yeah. That's, okay.
Lots of juice.
Yeah.
It seems like masturbating with a headache is tough.
No. Nah, you got to relax all that stuff, man. You got to get it all out.
That's why you drink the water first.
Yes. Yeah, the idea.
Just ease the headache.
The idea is to evacuate as many fluids out of your body as possible that could be holding this poison. Right,
exercising the liquids of your body.
Yes, it's the same. It's the same process with the Chipotle.
You
on
a roll
on top of the flu last week?
Yes, which we missed. But yeah. I do have that audio somewhere.
But this is the same. This is the same mentality. See, when you get the flu and you get sick, you don't just lay down there and say
and
oh,
take it.
I can't
you fight it.
I can't eat anything this because I'm going to throw it up.
Charming. This is Chris's cure for the flu. Go for it.
What you want to do is throw it up. So you go to Chipotle and you just get a burrito and you down the motherfucker. And then either you throw up, it comes out one end or the other, but it's coming out. And then you feel fine.
So the flush job, right?
Yeah, liquid crap.
I don't know if that's...
Liquid crap is the cure for the flu. It's basically...
You just believe in flushing it out.
But isn't that like what the flu is? Like, this just like sounds like compound interest.
So,
I don't know
folks,
how...
Folks, if you're ever at Chipotle and Chris shows up... Get the hell out
and
of Dodge, because he's there for a reason,
I'm all green-faced. Running towards the toilet.
It's like a Play-Doh factory.
You really do want to be a medical male model, don't you?
Sitting on
face,
the toilet.
He's the face of herpes,
eating
diarrhea.
While
hangovers.
Yeah.
And now I have the cure for the flu.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Should be in the medical journal.
Chris
it should
needs
be like
his own medical flu. Journal of Chris's country cures.
Oh my God.
Drink Hub Bob.
I'm all
it
about
is
that.
Jess, we need
we
to
should
do
print
this.
That out.
We
go.
Should donate
Jay, you gotta,
that out.
You got to print that out.
We'll work on that.
Yeah.
One more thing to add to the list.
Put that on the merch counter.
Chris Canfield's country cures.
You know where you're going to see it? At the gift shop at the Cracker Barrel on the way out. There it is. His big face on it.
And you know what else we could add in there is like my mom, she's old school. She used to have all these old wives' tales.
Right.
You know, like I stepped on a nail one time and she was like, oh, just, she was like, take it and rub it in Vaseline and then put it over your door jam when you go to bed that night. And when you wake up, your foot will be healed.
Yeah. That's like some
did
old.
Did it work, Chris?
Old timey witchcraft hex shit.
Yes. Yeah,
can we have your mom on the podcast?
Like, no, dude.
I know.
No,
put
I'm serious.
A knife under the bed and splits the pain in two.
She has all these interesting
His girlfriend swears by his mom that she has all kinds of stories to tell.
Yeah.
And she should be on the podcast.
Right. Yeah. That's what she says.
Yeah,
that's what my mom says too. She's like, you should have me on there.
Well, she wants to be on.
Chris, do you want her on?
Wait, we should do a Mother's Day special.
Oh, that would be fun.
We have 6 months to prepare for this one, boy.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Mother's Day special.
I'll bring my mom.
You bring your mom? All right.
I won't.
You got two moms coming in, though. Chris and Lizzie will bring their moms. Here you go. Wow, see, we're already planning out 2020 here. That's in May.
Great.
Brace yourself. Yeah. Let our new PR manager.
Yeah, she can come. She can bring the photo album in and show you my baby pictures of me being bathed in the sink and all kinds of shit.
At Chipotle.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Well, Chris was sick this day, so
we went to Chipotle. Yeah. Did you little live sale you learned from your mom?
The run's really bad.
Yeah, no shit. That's
curated
nice.
Curated in the pantry.
Yeah. That would be good for the merch counter, though. We have, like, our little medical journal.
So we have beanies,
it's not
shirts.
It's your medical
deep plunge chicks t-shirt.
No. Yeah, we're not taking responsibility for cures.
I don't.
Yeah. I'm sure I can think of some other ones.
He's holding a jar of pee on the cover. Country cures. Ah. Yeah. This will cure your athlete's foot.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Just, you ever feel sad? Do some cocaine about it.
Yeah. You ever get stung by a jellyfish? Yeah, you just pee on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows that one.
Everybody knows that one.
Yeah. In the country.
Yeah.
A jellyfish
in the country.
A jellyfish in the creek.
Yeah, Christ, a dude. Freshwater jellyfish.
Potomac River.
Yeah. That's Antietam Creek.
Jesus.
Oh, Shit's Creek is what that's called.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that story?
No, please.
Did we ever tell that story?
No, you did not.
Antietam Creek was called Shit's Creek when I was a kid.
Okay.
Because they found out that the water and sewage plant here in Hagerstown was dumping
shit,
dumping their waste into the creek.
Nice.
Oh, man. And it was running into the Potomac.
We are the PR firm for Hagerstown, I tell you what.
And we used to go down to the rope swing. And just swing and dive right into it.
I feel like, though, Ken Buckler could tell us a lot.
I bet Ken could tell us.
Which was only half a mile downriver from.
Yes. 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 Yeah.
Not enough sense to go upriver.
Well, I mean, I think it was. It must have been far enough down creek that the turds sank to the bottom because I never actually saw one on the top. And I spent a
Your
lot
eyes
of time
were closed,
in,
Chris. It floated right past you.
That's undercurrent.
You know that backstroke you like to do? Your eyes were closed. You
right.
Yeah. Mr. Hanky
I did grow up. I did grow up with a lot of pink eye, though.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. What was your cure for that?
No shit. That's wasn't Chipotle. Right. Where'd you go?
Put a piece of raw chicken on your eye.
No. Your cure for the pink eye is to keep your finger out of the stink eye. That's the cure for the pink eye.
Well, if you already have the pink eye, what do you do about it?
I don't know.
Well, that's what she's asking you.
Yeah, it's prevention. It's prevention.
You're being preemptive, but if you already have this, you don't go to Chipotle before you get the flu. You have the flu already. So if you already have pink eye, what's the cure? No, you don't go ask your mom.
I never thought
dude.
About that.
Text her right now.
Yeah.
She'll give you something.
She don't do texts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's funny, though. We had the roller derby last year, and on the air, he took a call from his mom. At times, he wasn't plugged into the machine or anything, but it was funny listening to him in the background. Mom, yeah, we're doing a podcast. Did you even answer the phone, though, was funny. But, you know,
right, yeah.
Oh, my mom's calling.
And then she still won't let me live that down. She's like, and you told them that I was old and feeble and needed a walker and blah, blah, blah.
She called him on the phone.
Rotary dial.
Yeah.
Call Chris.
And I'm like, oh, boy, I got to answer this because she's old and I don't know, she might be dead or something. So this might be a call from the grave. I gotta go check this. I gotta check this one out.
Is that what prompted you to pick up the phone?
Catholic school?
Yeah. And then she just picks up
with guilt.
And then she just picks up and just asks me some normal question. I'm like, Mom, you never call me. Why are you calling me? Only call in case of emergency. That's how we operate.
And we got right back to the roller derby game.
Yeah.
With that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well. I look forward to meeting her.
She's spunky. So
the mother,
she's
spunky.
Mother's
special.
Day episode. Yeah, we got to promote that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Maybe that'll be our first Antietam Brewery Festival.
Uh-huh.
It'll be Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah, we actually need to set some dates and stuff on that. Huh?
We got lots to do here. It's November 2019. And then close up this year.
There's still time for a very charming Christmas.
There is.
There's still
the charming
still time
brown Christmas.
For the log show.
But I think.
And whatever the fuck else we were going to do.
That's right.
I don't even remember.
We have a month left to
point.
Plan this shit.
Yeah.
Do we have any ideas beyond the name? What
no.
A charming Christmas would
no,
be.
It was a charming brown Christmas.
I think we were just talking about like having a variety show. And,
yeah, all kinds of ideas, but it kind of got shit on by the TV station.
Mm.
Yeah. Never happened, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what better thing to have on their channel than a Christmas
You were going to have the Charlie Brown type tree, though, with the one stick and the...
Kind of
the intern
tree.
Would come in with their tree and just... We got one bulb on it, you know?
I did my best.
Were you going to represent the other... holidays like Hanukkah and
I mean I guess we could
just got a dreidel in one hand and
I'd be happy to pull the football out from underneath of you
we
when
just
you went
like
to go
the
kick
C
it.
With the C you know it just made sense But I normally, you know, just Xmas.
Yeah.
Xmas. Yeah, a very like Hub it. Show Xmas.
You know, Malcolm Xmas.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or maybe we can get Courtney Combs back on the podcast and we can make it an XX Xmas.
Christmas comes.
Huh?
Once a year.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Or your mom. One of the two there, Chris.
Yeah.
You know. It's either your mom or a porn star, Chris. You can pull these off, can't you?
I go one way or the other.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Bring him on, Chris.
Come on down. Mom.
Oops.
Oh, sorry. Wrong show.
She'd curse her ass out.
Wrong show. Hits me with the cane.
None of us know until the last minute.
Yeah.
It's just him pulling somebody out of backstage.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh,
I have a surprise for you.
That brings up something. You know what I've always wanted? I'm going to ask for this for Christmas. And I don't know if it exists.
You're
but I want a replica of Biff's cane from Back to the Future 2. Remember it had the little fist on it? The old man Biff?
He'd knock
people on the head with it.
You want that? Pop, pop. Biff's cane?
Yeah, I want Biff's cane with a little fist on the top of it.
All right.
So I can smack people on the head with it.
I came through again, though, speaking of Christmas. I did get you a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah?
I thought we'd be on TV again for Christmas, but we aren't. But, you know me, I come through with the shirts. Mm-hmm. I got you a cool shirt for...
Sweet.
But, you know, either we do it in here or we're not going to do it on TV.
Yeah. Shirts are becoming a commodity these days, aren't they?
I like it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just flying around. People just giving them to each other left and right.
Now DJ Busy's in the mix here. He'll be getting his shirts.
Easy. And, yeah. It's easy. I like easy, to buy people good shirts. Advertising.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a good...
We need T-shirt guns, and we just, like, walk down the streets of Hagerstown.
Fire off some Hub Show shirts.
Point blank. Just knock someone off the knock someone off the stool.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Boom. Off the park bench.
Yeah. Charmer and I were talking about this a while back. We did. There was someone walking downtown Hagerstown wearing a Hub Show shirt. I have no idea who it is. Usually I know who's wearing these things, but they got it right from us.
Someone bootleg. Wearing,
but we were thinking it's a bootleg.
We got bootleg.
We're already getting bootlegged.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. That's Can't right. sell them, but I tell you what.
That's right. We're
already getting ripped off one way or the other.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, we had an inside
underground classics.
We had
an that's what that is.
Old school.
We had an inside line to Miss America, but she never got back. She
to
never
you?
Got back to us.
No.
Yeah.
We were going to have the future have a, Miss America.
The future Miss America. Yeah.
Maybe we need a store for her.
There she is.
I've been there, done it. It's Hagerstown. They want money for all those dead storefronts. This is retarded. I know. But
it's like 8,000
as I've learned, as Chris has learned, it pays them better, the people that own those buildings, to keep them empty on the tax books than it does to have someone pay less than they should be.
So ridiculous.
I wanted to put Hub Show downtown, center town with the window, everything. People can see us doing this thing.
They could have seen us and having a good time.
A podcast? What's that? I got all that crap.
Yeah, everybody that owns downtown, the buildings downtown, they own large corporations on the outskirts of town, and they need to use them as a loss.
Or a movie set. That's all downtown Hagerstown is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Roll that tumbleweed. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could find somebody.
Yeah.
We're just going to put that out there.
Contact Mike Fitzgerald. He might know somebody.
I actually have him in line to come on the show.
Cool.
I DJed his sister's wedding a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
And we got to talking over pasta, you know, and he said he'd like to come on the show.
Does.
But he's got a lot of vacancies, but, you know, he's going to want somebody, I'm sure. I don't know what that means. He's sitting a lot of empty, which is costing him. So you know,
But he's going the other direction with it.
I don't know.
He needs to fill the space.
We never finished the conversation because I had to go do my thing, and he was at his sister's wedding. But he did want to come on the show and talk about what he does around here. He's all about getting businesses downtown and making this thing place thrive and all that stuff. But that's what they all say, right? I've been listening to that for 5 years.
Yeah, we were looking at that. I dug pretty deep into that 43 South thing.
Yeah,
down where that used to be a hot spot. It's the Peach Pub and a couple other things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the building's just been empty forever. Mm-hmm. So we went in there and looked at it, right? And it looks like a pristine building on the inside. Turnkey. Everything's ready there to go. And
ready
the rent the rent was low enough that you can make money doing nothing. Money.
Yep.
So then, six months pass, and now there's a for sale sign on it. So I looked it up on Zillow or something like that. And they want a ridiculously low price for the building.
So it's like for the building, though.
For the building.
The
and
building, the whole and thing. All four stories.
Yeah, like a ridiculously low, like lower than the cost of my house.
Right.
And this could be a legit club.
Straight
so
up.
Then I started digging a little bit deeper, going into public records. for Washington County, and something happened back in 2014.
The reason why it's not a club.
Yeah, something happened back in 2014, and the fire marshal came in and said that the whole back half of the building was dilapidated and falling down.
Right. Dilapidated.
Dilapidated.
It's just never.
Dilapidated.
That word will never go away.
Put my foot down. It's a new word, Charming. Dilapidated.
Okay.
Chris right. Country grammar.
Yeah. It just never stops, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, so you can't. Now they're saying you can't exit out the back of the building. So they've lowered the occupancy level to like next
to
nothing.
Two.
Wow.
So even if you did go in there, you can't.
But
put people in the building.
But Chris, when you and I went in there and talked to the person trying to rent us or sell us the space,
they never
said anything about that.
Didn't mention that at all.
Wow. Hey, I'm telling you, if someone's sitting on a space and has a liquor license, they should approach us.
The Hub Show is
please
all
get at thehubshow.com.
Yes.
However you can get a hold of us. You got a bunch of talent sitting here. We're ready to pack that place full of people.
And make it something.
Mm-hmm.
Better than anything else around here, which is nothing against, you know, the Broad Axe. They're crushing it. Art and Gastro Pubby's crushing it.
We got so much talent underneath our thumb.
28 South is crushing it, but we could be
helping crush
people
anything.
Out.
Well, they have their own specific formulas, and we are something different than they are. Right. That's all.
That's it.
You know, there's enough room for more people.
Absolutely.
But that's what I don't think.
In the entertainment district.
And anybody understands Arts and Entertainment District.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Adult Entertainment District.
Block, but it's not even like a square city block. It's like a little run.
You can roll a carpet down. It's done.
That's right. I really very much appreciate the crosswalk there.
I'm not really sure.
Music notes?
Yes.
I very much like that.
I'm not really sure I understand how other districts can survive unless their laws are a lot looser than they are around here. Because you go down to Georgetown and you go down on like M Street,
mm-hmm.
go into some of those little old shacks that were there in colonial times, and they've turned them into bars and restaurants. And
right.
I mean, those buildings are falling fucking apart.
Yeah, go to Gettysburg, man.
The bricks are falling out of the walls while you're sitting there eating, and people were, everybody's there. They love it.
Dodging them.
That might just be because those buildings are under a historical preservation.
Which is half of Hagerstown.
You know, and there's like part of it that you can't, like, without like going through a million like hoops, you cannot touch. So that could be a big reason why.
Could be.
Mm. Well, I think the fire marshal locally also needs to loosen up a little bit. I mean, they're so anal about everything.
Everything.
So it just causes people to like not push forward or not do, you know, like Chris is talking about, here's this building. It's beautiful,
beautiful
building.
And nobody wants to invest.
Nobody wants to put, you know, put time into it because they know they're going to be shut down by the fire marshal.
You were busy because, you know, we talked about this on your podcast when we first came on board.
Yeah, yeah.
This place that Chris is talking about is immaculate on the inside. I mean, it used to be a club. It used to be something. There's a bar in there and everything,
A pizza place moved in there, and they put in like a full-blown
oven
where you take the big thing and slide it in there.
Yeah, man, they couldn't survive. It lasted. Wow.
That's like high profit. A pizza shop, that's insane.
That's the flying
pie.
How
does a pizza shop not survive?
Yeah.
Because they couldn't have they couldn't use the basement.
And there's nothing else going on that street.
They couldn't use half the building because it's zero occupancy in half the building.
Here we are, Hagerstown. Bitching.
What is going on with the old Y building? It's just condemned.
Where is that at?
Where is that?
It's like downtown, block off Jonathan Street.
Potomac and East or something like that? Mm-hmm.
So when I was growing up, I used to work there. I would coach basketball there. and do a summer sports camp for kids. And it was always somewhere for the inner city kids to go, right? So now they've built this other Y, which is more of like a private gym, you know? Mm-hmm. It might as well be like a 24-hour fitness.
That's not even what the YMCA is about.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But now it's outside of the city. Kids can't get there. You know, the kids that need that.
Oh, the new YMCA.
You can't get to the new one.
Yeah.
Right.
And they shut the old one down. When they built this new one and then sold it, and then it mysteriously caught on fire, and now I heard it's condemned. I don't know. I'm just kind
of... A lot of those buildings downtown.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Okay, what we need up in her is hope.
Hope.
And change.
A lot of change.
They tried that.
Nickels and dimes and quarters. Are you not my constituents?
Didn't we have 8 years of that?
Nickels and dimes and quarters, all kinds of change.
Hope for upward mobility. Like you were saying, like people don't want to even approach projects anymore because they're just like, oh, the word no's in my face all the time. It's like,
I think,
We just need somebody, if you're listening, or anybody, to just, like, give the answer yes. Like, reach out to people, like, that have new ideas and just, like, take a chance.
How about this? We're, like, the only city in the United States that doesn't have a Bank of America.
I know. We're a chase.
We used to,
There's a Bank of America anymore. In Hanoi.
So why?
They left,
So if you're listening, Bank of America, we have some dilapidated buildings on the corner of Potomac and Eastern, and you can come in and just knock down the whole block.
He meant dilapidated.
There is not a major bank in this town.
Right.
I banked with Capital One, and there was a bank on the dual highway at one point, and they left to turn into a Wendy's.
Wow.
I have to go to Frederick. I don't do any banking.
And I have to do all online banking.
The biggest bank in the town is the Bulldog Federal Credit Union. That's the biggest one.
That's not national, though. That's not like a
big chain. No, I know, but I'm just, I know that. Like that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, my bank's in Frederick.
Yeah.
That's where I have to go.
Our Wells Fargo bank is in Frederick. Capital One's in Frederick. And I don't want to change banks. I don't want to go through
all that. You know, Frederick's downtown is thriving.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're more open to allowing these things to
first
to go
impression
on
of Maryland.
All
having
of
entertainment.
Their areas are thriving.
Yeah. Like even Patrick Street off of the Market Street is thriving. Yeah. That's where the Weinberg Center is, that theater. It's
so
awesome.
Why can we not get Washington County
and
Hagerstown to pop like that?
This is the county seat. This is the main
the hub
city.
Of the, hub right. of the county.
This is the main city in the county. They should be getting all kinds of funding and everything. And why? I want to see the first high rise pop up. That's what I want to see. I want to see corporate America just come in here and buy a block, knock it down, and put up a big glass building.
One big bonus sticking up out of the city.
Yeah.
How has that not happened? That's so bizarre to me.
It seems like it would be easy, right? Because it's
potential.
Cheap.
Right. Yeah, but a lot of people are in the building. So it's just
They have no problem kicking those people out. Yeah. They do that everywhere.
Like Ken said, that Amazon was looking for a place. And this would have been the perfect place for Amazon.
But Washington County didn't even put their hat in the game.
We need
those
distribution jobs because those pay weekly, like something that
Amazon,
you know, anybody can do. Like
there's all these warehouses. We're on the 70, the 81 intersection.
Right. Well, it is the hub city.
There's
called
an airport
that,
there's a FedEx ground hub is here. UPS is here. And like Ken Buckler says, there's planes, trains, and automobiles coming out of this place. And yet this place didn't even throw their name in the hat as a contender for Amazon's new location. They got it in Baltimore.
Yeah. Imagine an Amazon airplane sitting at Hagerstown Airport.
I did read recently, though, that a Baltimore company just bought out the Garland Grove Shopping Center.
They bought it out?
Mm-hmm. So they is now like a, you know, an outside source with some big ideas coming in.
That's
for.
Cool.
I mean, obviously, that's not downtown. No. But it could lead to something better. So that's kind of cool. Because a lot of those stores were shutting down.
Where the Walmart and the Home Depot is?
Yeah.
Off the exit 6 and 7 there? Yeah, all those stores are closing left and right. Hallmark left.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, H.H. Gregg and every one of that thing was a big department store.
Mm-hmm.
Like electronics,
the electronics store.
Dick's Sporting Goods is moving over to the Valley Mall. So they'll be leaving there soon.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
So that's a big row of empty buildings.
Wow. We don't have a Borders. Or no, Borders went out of business. We don't have a Barnes & Noble in town.
But it is insane.
Nobody reads.
There used to be Barnes & Noble there.
Yeah.
There used to be?
Where
Second Charles is?
Second Charles is, yep.
I think they're
Barnes
doing
and
okay.
Noble.
Second Charles seems to be busy.
Well, yeah, but they deal a lot in the new and used.
Yeah,
and I think that's like that. This is a lower income,
more pop culture
town.
Stuff. Yeah.
So I mean, but so I'm excited to see kind of what they figure out for that because that's a problem. If like obviously you know when your anchor stores start shutting down malls, but then when strip malls like that are like busy forever start losing stores, then you're like, okay, like this is getting.
But this is a national thing. It's not Hagerstown. GameStop, they're about to close stores, man. I never understood how they could survive.
When's
with
the
all
last
the
time anyone at this table has bought a video game at a store? I mean, I download my video games.
My son just got in line for something Thursday night.
Right. Yeah. I download.
But
you know, the
for
last
the most part.
Game I downloaded was NBA 2K, whatever.
Right.
And,
PUBG. My youngest son just did that too. He downloads all the Fortnite stuff and all that stuff. He doesn't even go in the store.
What was the video game from the guy at Comic-Con? He's talking about dads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
He was a fantasy dad.
Shit.
Fantasy dad.
I took a note of that on my phone, but it was like,
oh, man.
I wanted
to check that out, too.
Let's
I
play that back,
what was
folks.
That? Oh, he
well,
was
I'll tell
so
you what,
good.
It
was good. You guys,
was so intrigued.
I'll tell you what we should do. Let's end this podcast, and we'll play it.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll segue into that.
Yeah.
And then we can introduce who he is so we forget.
And then the next day he was like, that's right.
Do you guys remember Leisure Suit Larry?
Oh, I love that game.
He had to like answer questions to get into the game to prove that you were an adult.
Yeah. The whole gist of the game was you're trying to see a little booby, like cartoon booby.
A little 8-bit booby.
A little cartoon 8-bit booby.
Yeah. What is this called again?
Everything counts.
Leisure Suit Larry. It was the first video game that had nudity in it.
It was like when computers were still in DOS. This was before your time, Charming.
Yeah. That's, you had to, it was on like floppy.
C:\ Leisure Suit.
Yeah. But you were trying to make the floppy a hard disk.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of the game.
How do you get past the pimp to get upstairs to get to the hooker?
Yeah, right.
You're like typing in.
Yeah, it was like Carmen. It was questions. Like Carmen Sandiego meets the Love Boat. It's pretty much what it was.
Charmin's looking it up. Charmin's going to town on the phone. The hell are you talking about?
No, never mind. Dream Daddy. Dating simulator.
I think they should hear it again, don't you?
We have
an interview with that guy. From the Comic Con.
They should.
Harrisburg Pop'n Comic Con from 2 months ago. What's it called again?
It's Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy.
A dad dating simulator.
Awesome. That's
but his character was so obscure looking, but yet so remarkable that we were just like, what the hell is he? He looks so familiar, but like not.
I think he deserves a rerun. What do you say?
He does. He was fantastic.
All right, let's do it then. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, Charmer Gassetta, and DJ Busy. We're out of here. Here's Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy.
No. Dad dating simulator?
Sounds really freaking awesome.
I thought you were trying to be Fred from Scooby-Doo.
He thought maybe like a Tim and Eric character type of thing.
Here, there's another microphone over here. Here.
In Dream Daddy, you play as a father, a gay father who moves into a new part of town, and you go on dates with all the dads in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, that kind of daddy.
I'm so glad I asked you.
Me too.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I was not thinking that.
I'm one of the characters you can date.
Oh.
Okay. You're an eligible bachelor is what you're saying.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
They have a game for every single
situation.
That's
time out.
But, I mean, it's like legit. Like, it's supposed to be.
Is it
a parody or is it supposed to be real? I mean, what
are
is
you
going
the
on
only
here?
Person to
is
play
it supposed
it,
to be a social little... training tool?
Yeah, what is it?
Is it just a goof?
Okay, Sims? So satirical. Okay.
Wait, is it online or is it?
You can get it on Steam. It was made by the Game Grumps.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't make it. I thought you were here representing the whole thing, man. You can lie and say you did. That's fine. No one
is
can see
this
you.
Microphone on?
It can be.
Look at that. Pick up some ambiance. Look at that. It's a lot louder in here, folks. Come on down, homie.
Come on down.
There you go, Richie.
Bring it on down.
Yeah, look, Richie's Bogart in the guest chair
Daddy
over
Dayton
there.
Down. Yeah, let him sit,
that's
Richie.
All right.
What's wrong with you?
It's all right. Daddy's kneeling. He's used
to
it. It's all good.
Boy, this show is completely unorganized.
Do tell me. So you've played this game.
Yes, I have.
What's it? Daddy Dating?
What? Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
Okay, wait.
Dream Daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to write this down.
Dating
I got to investigate
Dream Daddy,
this.
A dating simulator. Okay.
Yeah, what are all the choices of
where
dates
do we
you could
find this game?
On?
Steam. Or the PlayStation Store.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So what are all the
I kind
of
wanted it to be
on?
Like I wanted it to be like a board game. Like
I think they're announcing
you know,
for
like
us to keep
Madness,
it down.
Like Madness like era type of like what was that one game? The dating game, the board game, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
The match game?
She does.
I know match game.
What was it?
I don't know.
I always lost.
I don't recall.
Come on down.
So,
anyways.
So you're here representing. This is your costume?
Yes.
Okay. You're a particular character on the game?
Yes, I'm Daddy Joseph Christensen. Daddy Joseph Christensen. Maple Bay's number one youth minister, 5 years running.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
No kidding. How many kids has this guy got?
He actually has five.
Damn. He has five kids?
And then we only see four of them.
Then he went to play for the other team.
And he's a minister?
Youth minister, yes.
He's a youth minister.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You guys are really poking the bear here, aren't you, man?
And a philandering wife, too.
Wow.
And a Boy Scout leader.
I know, yeah, right?
Ridiculous.
I know. I'm really good with sleeping
bags. If you ever get
bags.
The chance to at least watch somebody play it on YouTube, it's pretty funny.
I'm going to have
to need to check that out probably here.
That.
But there's no internet in here.
It sounds quite funny. Yeah.
Well, no, apparently there's no internet. Somebody told me that there's no internet because somebody was caught, like, specifically in your vendor, like, contract to not stream, and somebody was caught streaming.
So what they were caught, so they
on
shut
the
it off,
network, and they crashed the network.
Oh, they crashed
apparently
it by
it was
streaming?
Like a big scandal.
Well, okay, no. I'm kind of surprised because I was trying to find out.
Were you the
no,
one that
time
was streaming?
No, did, I
no,
never.
No, no, they did announce this
were
morning.
Were you playing Dream Dad?
No.
Yeah, was that you, dude?
Is that what
no.
happened?
Dream Daddy dating site,
he was
whatever
just
it's
all
called.
He's like, I can't get enough.
So how long have you been playing that game, dude?
About a year now.
Yeah?
It came out.
What?
It's been since 2017.
Are you addicted to it? Is
no.
that why you're here representing it?
No, I just like in it, man. He can't stop thinking about it.
What date am I going to go on next?
me and my fiance sat down and played it together. Okay. She fell in love with this character first because she just fell in love with the daddy dream, with the voice I gave him. Be like,
is she here with you?
You gave him a voice?
Yeah,
she would have come here with him.
The voice I gave him. Be like, when you open the door, you're like, hello, Mr. Stallion. I decided to bake you some cookies and to welcome you to the neighborhood.
You do that too well, dude.
Yeah. What yes, what? I've been told that I do.
What's your name,
well.
Dude?
I'm Alec.
Hi, Alec.
Alec, you're wonderful. Yes.
Very good, Alec. Yes. Yeah. Who's engaged to a woman, a chick.
Yes. Where is she at?
She didn't want to show up for this thing.
You're actually pretty close.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Did she put you up to the costume?
No, or? She actually hated this character. Cause.
But you insisted.
Yeah.
So she's not here. Okay.
So, wait, was she too embarrassed to go to the
no,
con with you dressed
been,
like that?
No,
so.
She actually... when we were playing the game, she fell head over heels in love with him.
Yeah.
We, after one, their second date with him, first date we baked brownies and sold them at the church bake sale.
Did you?
Second date we were chaperoning the youth, some youth dance party at the church. And then he said, come back to my office. And we had this little thing called a margarita zone. It's like margarita build.
I got you. Margarita zone. Right.
Yeah. And she's
we're
like, oh my gosh,
play
this is so sweet.
On the show.
Yeah. Yo, you should.
I have got to play this game.
We need. Yes.
And then the third date, we meet him on his yacht. And then it breaks down. And then the we end up confessing our love to each other through the Coast Guard.
Right.
Jeez Louise.
And then
nice.
We make love.
That's just wrong.
And then next day, he decides that he's going back to his wife. Like, because he was living on his yacht because they were separated. Yeah. But then,
things were going so well.
Yeah,
right.
And then the Coast Guard got involved. I mean,
why in these stories is it always so convenient that the yacht breaks down right when they want it to break down? Right?
Drop anchor.
That's right.
Which is not starting.
Got a hole in the boat.
Drop anchor.
Looks like we're stuck here for the next 6 hours.
So what's the name of the game again?
Dream Daddy, a dad dating simulator.
On the Steam Network
or PlayStation.
PlayStation.
We will check it out.
Dream Daddy. I'm going to write this down.
Thanks for stopping by.
I don't want to forget.
That was a good time.
Really
now you
don't.
Get to go tell your fiance that you got on a podcast.
Yeah. we'll figure out how to get this to you. It's the Hub Show. You can
show
download
her.
This anywhere, dude. All right, man.
Thank you so much.
Hub Show. We're still
like
here.
I
Harrisburg,
love little phone clips.
We'll be back, folks. Stick around.
It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grissette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.